Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB, a bank in this region with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, their main office in Little Valley, and their shiny new office in Lakewood. That is where Krista Leone comes from. She's the Assistant Vice President Market Leader for CCB and joins us in the studio now. Krista, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What do you want to talk about on Count on CCB today?
Today, I'm here to discuss certificates of deposit, or CDs for short, maybe the benefits, and then to discuss some specials that we're currently offering.
Okay, well, let's start with point number one. What are the benefits of investing in a CD?
The benefit of investing in a CD versus a savings account, a CD is a savings product. However, a CD or a certificate of deposit earns a higher interest rate generally than a savings account product would for you.
Do you still get a certificate these days, or is it just something that's online?
You still get a certificate.
A real piece of paper.
Yeah, you get a real piece of paper.
I'm shocked and amazed.
Yep, you get to leave with that, and yeah, that's yours to keep.
So you wanted to talk about CDs or certificates of deposit on the show today because you have some specials going, and we can say some things about them and not others, but let's start with what we can say.
Yeah, so right now we are offering some CD specials on our 6 and 12-month CD products. They are earning a very highly competitive interest rate currently versus some of our longer-term CDs. The shorter-term CDs really are more competitive right now, and the rates are fairly high.
It's a rate that, or rates that we cannot announce on the radio because they are subject to change quite frequently. We're recording a little bit in advance. This program may have some shelf life to it. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to make sure that we didn't say anything inaccurate on the radio today.
Correct.
But how could people find out what those current CD rates are as they hear this, Krista Leone?
Yeah. So our CD rates are published on our website, which is countonccb.com. They can visit any of the 7 branches that you mentioned previously, or they can also call in to any of our branches and we can quote those rates over the phone.
Now, you say they are subject to change. Do they change quite often? Do they change a little bit or a lot? What's kind of the range and the feel of that, Krista?
Yeah, it's an interesting interest rate market right now. So some rates are changing rather frequently. Some are hanging in there for quite some time. They do have the capability to change frequently, but I do anticipate the rates that we currently have will probably stick around for some time.
Okay. Is there a certain amount of money that we need to put in, a minimum? Is there a maximum that we can put in? Talk to me about that for just a moment.
Yep. So the minimum amount to open a CD with CCB is $1,000. There is not necessarily a maximum, although the special rates that we have are anything up to $250,000. So anything beyond that is not a published rate, but we can get that information for anybody that wants to invest more than that.
And then when the CD comes due, the owner of that piece of paper, that certificate,
yep,
has the option to reinvest it again, cash it out.
Yep. Yep. So after your term ends, whether you pick 6 or 12 or some other term, you have 10 days to decide if you want to reinvest it into something else or if you want to cash it out or do anything else with it.
And what you said there, kind of tangentially a little earlier, I want to go back to, because in some ways this is the ideal market for investors, because you said the shorter term ones, 6 to 12 months, have the highest interest rates right now. That might be counterintuitive in some ways. You might think that the longer you put it in, the higher the interest rate, the longer you commit the money, but that's not the case right now.
Not the case in today's market. The rates are fluctuating so much that a shorter term CD really does benefit the customer, because who knows where the rates will be in 6 months or 12 months from now, hopefully even higher. But it's such an interesting interest rate time right now.
Well, and you have to be diligent if you're the holder of one or another of these certificates, so that when they come due, you can make an educated decision about what you want to do with that money in the next stage, 6 or 12 months later. Yep. So what if you stay on top of that, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yep. Yep, and any of our branches are able to help counsel people looking for more information on interest rates or what they should do with the CD once it matures.
And CD basics, once again, one of the things that you must do is commit for the 6 to 12 month period. That money is there then, and you unlike a savings account, you cannot take it out.
Correct. So whatever term you choose, that is the term that the funds would be tied up for. You do have access to the funds. If you had an emergency or you needed to pull the funds out, there's nothing to say that you can't do that, but you do pay a penalty. It is a forfeiture of interest. And it just depends on what the term is, depending on, it determines how much you forfeit in interest. But you'll get your principal back. You just forfeit some of the interest that you've earned on the CD if you pull it out early.
But the wisest way to make money on CDs in the 6 to 12 month market is to not take your real nest egg money and invest it in the CDs. Just hold that in a savings account or some other means and invest some other money that might not be as needed immediately into the CDs.
Yes, a CD is really more for a long-term type of investment. Even though 6 months or 12 months is short-term to some people, it's not something that if you know you need the funds within 90 days that you should be opening. You should leave something like that in a savings account.
Krista Leone, it's been a very informative program today. And again, we encourage people to consult your website or your local branches in order to find out more about the current rates for CDs. Is there anything else that we can do in terms of basic education about certificates of deposits to help people right now?
I think we've covered most of it. Basically, as mentioned, they are for someone that is looking to save money a little bit longer term. And that is looking to get the highest yield available, the biggest bang for their buck, if you will.
Get them while they're hot.
That's right. That's right.
Count on CCB, this program presented by CCB, a bank in our region. And you can see Krista Leone, Assistant Vice President, Market Leader, at the brand new Shiny Lakewood branch of CCB. And we'll be back next week.